Hey, welcome back to the Pod Chick Show. I'm your girl, Audrey Bell Kearney. Listen, this show is all about growing your podcast. I love podcasting. I talk about this all the time. I actually wrote a book about it. I actually have a course about it. I really love it. But today I'm going to talk about how to grow a hyper-local podcast. So my podcast, Good Morning Gwinnett, is what's called a hyper-local podcast because my podcast really focuses on everything that's going on in and around Gwinnett County, which is where I live. And so I was recently interviewed by Authority Magazine, which I'm so grateful and thankful for that article. And I was also a part of Pod Thun. So if you didn't get a chance to check out Pod Thun, it was me and a panel of amazing women who did a virtual podcasting summit called Pod Thun. It's www.podthun.com. Check it out. It's a whole bunch of women over there talking about some great things. My topic was about hyper-local, how to launch a hyper-local podcast. So I just want to give you a few tips on some of the things that I'm doing to grow my business and grow my hyperlocal podcast. So one of the things I decided to do was I could have said, you know what, I could have made it super hyperlocal by just saying, you know what, I'm going to just focus on my town. But I decided that I wanted to focus on my county. So I decided to launch Good Morning Gwinnett to focus on the entire county. Now, here's the thing. Although my podcast is hyper-local, which means that it really profiles things that's going on in and around the county where I live, it is a global show because of all of the platforms that the show is now on. And so the thing I'm working on right now is getting more local attention. And so how I'm doing that is I have an app, of course, because we have all these amazing platforms that we're on. So now you can have your own mobile app. I'm on Alexa. I'm on Amazon Fire TV. I'm about to be on Google Home. I'm about to be on Roku. So those are some things that I'm doing nationally. On the local side, I'm a member of the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce because that's a great place for me to be. And so they give you the opportunity to list your company the way you want to be listed. Now, my company is called ABK Media Group, but my podcast is called Good Morning Gwinnett. Because I'm building out the brand of Good Morning Gwinnett, I decided to list the podcast name instead of the company's name. But inside my intro on my podcast, I put down, you hear the guy say, you know, Good Morning Gwinnett is a division of ABK Media Group. So the company's name is still out there, but I wanted to put my podcast on the forefront because that's the brand that I'm growing. I'm actually even thinking about expanding my show to 12 hours and bring on more show hosts. So I'm excited about that. Only because it's going to help me grow the brand quicker, right? Here's the thing. I'm building a podcast as a business. And so I need to grow my brand as much as I can. And I can only do so much in a day. But when I thought about it, because my show is called Good Morning Gwinnett, and it's hyper-local, I thought that maybe there are some other people in Gwinnett County who would like to be a podcaster on my podcasting network for Good Morning Gwinnett. So right now, I'm going to be looking probably for 8 show hosts, and we're going to be podcasting from 12 midnight to 12 in the afternoon or to 11. So it'll still be a morning show. Well, to 12, because I podcast till 12 on Fridays. It'll still be a morning show because remember, the morning starts at 12 a.m. Right. So that's one thing. So one thing I'm doing is enlisting other people to be a part of my expansion to 12 hours. The other thing that I'm doing is looking for ambassadors. Those are the people who are going to talk about your show. Now, I have a couple of ambassadors out there already that talk about the show, share the show. I love it. They send me links. They're like my friends now. It's a great feeling, but I need more. So now I'm looking for 100 ambassadors to help me get this to help me kick it off and get the word out. So that's another thing that I'm going to do. I'm going to give away t-shirts to my ambassadors. They're going to get like ambassadors pins, and they're going to be Good Morning Gwinnett ambassadors. So that's exciting. So I'm excited about that. And the last thing that I'm going to do right now, and I'm sure it's going to be a lot of other stuff that I'm doing, and I'll talk to you about that later on because that's some big stuff. And it's kind of attached to the book. And also the engagements and the things that I'm and the speaking events and things like that. But I'll talk about that in another episode. But the last thing I'm going to do, I am getting car magnets made. Now, I really thought about getting my car wrapped, right? And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to get it wrapped. So I'm kind of tossed up about wrapping my car with a Good Morning Gwinnett logo. But I said, until I make up my mind about that, at least I can get car magnets. I used to think that was so corny. I was like, man, I don't want to get car magnets. That is so corny. But then I thought about it. I'm out driving a lot. So it would be great to get a car magnet to put on the back of my car. to put on the side of my car, because even when I'm not marketing, the car is sitting somewhere, it's marketing itself. The grocery store, Walmart. Walmart is big down here. Where I live, there is three Walmarts within four. There are four Walmarts within a 10-mile radius, literally. And it's probably more than that. Those are the four that I know about, like off the top of my head. It's four and a half, because one of them is a grocery store in a 10-mile radius. They love Walmart. So I'm at Walmart, always picking up something. I got to go to Walmart today and pick up some stuff. So get Car Magnets, put the website on there to drive traffic to my website. I think that's a great thing. And I'm going to get smaller magnets. And I got this from my dentist. So I have braces, and my braces come off next Thursday. I'm so excited about that. But my dentist has a program where if you put the magnet on your car, he has small magnets. They're small, square. If you put it on your car and someone from his office spots the magnet on your car, they give you a gift, right? So that's like a contest. So I was like, okay, I'm going to stick the magnet on my car. But I thought about that for a second. I was like, heck, I can give my daughter and my husband small magnets to stick on the back of their car, especially my husband. My husband travels a lot to work. He travels to Marietta. So to put that in perspective for you, Marietta is about an hour away from my house. He has to get on I-85 and 285, which goes through Atlanta. A lot of traffic. A lot of eyeballs, right? So I'm going to get smaller magnets made that they can put on the back of their car. They may not want to put big old magnets on the side of their car, but the magnet is small enough to go on the back of the car, but big enough for people to see it. So those are some of the things that I'm doing to grow my hyperlocal podcast. Magnets, ambassador programs. I do live broadcasting on location. I interview local business owners. So now they get to know who I am and they get to share the show out. So those are just some of the things that I'm doing right now. But I got a lot of stuff planned. I'm talking about a lot of stuff. And I will be coming back to share more of some of the things that I'm doing to continuously to grow this industry. And also bring you some news about some things that's going on in the industry. I'll be speaking next month on a cruise ship talking about podcasting. I've found that the fact that I talk about podcasting a lot, people have come to me and asked me to be a part of their conferences. So I've, over the last, probably, see, I spoke at Podthon. I did, I'm doing She Podcast in October. I'm doing International Business Impact Summit. That's going to be on the cruise ship. I'm going to California in October to do a book signing. I'll be in South Carolina in November. I'll be doing a book signing here. So it's a lot, but everything is based on the fact that I like podcasting and I talk about podcasting a lot. So I hope this helps. If you're thinking about growing a local podcast, use some of the things that I'm doing to help you grow. Even if you're not thinking about doing a hyperlocal, if you just do podcasting in general, use some of these tips that I've used. I got to tell you, I was really leery about that whole magnet thing, but I'm okay with it now. So I'm going to put my magnets on. I'm going to share my magnets with my husband and my daughter, tell them to stick them on the back of their cars because they're in traffic a lot more than I am because they work. My daughter works about 45 minutes away from home. And my husband works about an hour, and both of them have to go in high traffic locations. So they're, that means a lot of eyeballs. So that's going to help me grow the business. So anyway, thank you for listening. I'll be back again soon with another episode right here. I am the Pod Chick, bringing you information to help you start and launch your podcast and make it successful. So thanks for listening again. Until next time, make it a great day. Bye now.